Hey, this is Chris Marshall. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you're having a great day today. Now, today's episode is also going to be posted on YouTube. There are a lot of visuals here. I'm walking around. You're going to hear some noises in the background. So listen here to the audio version first, and then check out the link in the description for the video version later. Hope you enjoy it and have a great day. Buying a dental practice is a really good idea. I've been fortunate enough now to work with dentists from almost every single state, and time after time, I have seen the difference that it makes when you leave your associate job to become an owner. Whether you're working for someone else or working for yourself, you're going to be doing the same exact dentistry, but everything else about the job is completely different. I realized this when I became an owner and suddenly was making significantly more money. I was able to set up my schedule the way that I wanted to set it up. And another thing I didn't realize going in was you are treated with so much more respect when you are the owner, when you're the boss, by the staff, the patients, other dentists. So today I want to go through and talk about how it is so much different when you are the owner of the business rather than an employee working at the business. So check this out. I want to show you how much more money owners make than associates. So I'm going to draw a graph here, and I want to show you the difference in income between associate dentists and owners. This data is from the US, and there's going to be some regional differences, but the main thing I want you to notice is the difference between what owners make and what associates make. The average associate dentist makes about $200,000 per year. This is before taking into account student loans, taxes, licensing fees, continuing education, DEA registration, ADA dues, and all the other expenses that come with being a dentist. And so when you subtract all these things, really you're only left over with about $100,000 per year, which is fine. It's like a decent income, but it's certainly not rich. The average owner, on the other hand, makes about $350,000 per year. This is just an average. Even within that $350,000 average, there are going to be some dentists that are producing significantly less than that because they're perfectly happy making $200,000 a year. Maybe a dentist who's older, nearing retirement, student loans paid off, their house paid off, plenty of money saved up for retirement. They're happy slowing down. Maybe they're only working two and a half days a week, bringing this average down. But even without taking that into account, there is a $150,000 difference between what the average owner makes and what the average associate makes. $150,000. That is so much money that you are giving up every single year that you continue working at your associate job when you could be the owner of your own practice. Now, if you're willing to put in a little bit of effort into being slightly, even just slightly above average, you can make a lot more. So between the income that I made from production and the income that I made from equity in the practice, my first year I made about $700,000. And the honest truth is that I'm not really that impressive of a clinical dentist. This was just super basic dentistry. And in fact, I actually know five dentists that are within driving distance of my house that are making more than $1 million per year. I want you to understand this. Every single procedure that you perform, whether it's a crown, a composite restoration, an exam, whatever, the insurance company is going to be paying a fixed rate. It doesn't matter if you're working for a DSO like Aspen Dental, Heartland Dental, working for a private practice, or working for yourself. The insurance company is going to be paying the same exact amount of money for each procedure that you do. If you are working for someone else, whoever it is you're working for, they are going to take a cut of all of the work that you do. At a dental office, the vast majority of the money is produced by the dentist. Yeah, the hygienist can do a little bit, but the assistants can't do anything. The front desk can't do anything. The dentist is the only one at the business that can actually make any money. And so if you are working for someone else, by the very definition of how this thing works, is they are going to be taking a percentage of every single thing that you do. All right, so this is Bob Fantana. Bob makes millions of dollars every year from dentistry. But guess what? Bob is not a dentist. Bob is the CEO of Aspen Dental. He makes his money because young, inexperienced dentists are willing to give up a percentage of the work that they are doing. Let's look at some real numbers. These are real life numbers from a practice in 2024 that I found from a client that I'm working with. I changed a few of the details just for confidentiality purposes, but I want to show you how much money the owner is making off of this poor associate that's working at his practice.
This first chart here is going to show you total collections for the entire office. The owner has an associate working there and two hygienists. As a whole, the office is producing $2.1 million. The hygienists are producing $250,000 per year. The owner is producing $900,000 per year, and the associate is actually producing $50,000 more than the owner and producing $950,000. Next, let's look at the income, the amount of money that they are taking home at the end of the day. The hygienists together are making about $70,000 each. The owner, on the other hand, is making $640,000 per year. This is the type of money you can make when you are the owner of a business. However, I want you to take a look at the associate's income. The associate is making $220,000. Remember, the associate is actually producing more at this practice than the owner is producing. Yet the associate is making almost one third of what the owner is making.
And this practice is about to sell for $1.8 million. Guess how much money the hygienist is going to make when the practice sells? $0. Guess how much money the associate is going to make when this practice sells? $0. But guess how much the owner is going to make when this practice sells? $1.8 million, because this owner has already paid off the practice loan, has full ownership of this practice. So when he sells this practice, it's going to be 100% profit. So that brings us to the topic of equity. When you own a business, you own an asset that has value in the marketplace that you can sell for a profit. Dental practices can sell for hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. Sure, when you buy a practice, you're going to have a loan and you're going to have to pay that loan back, usually over 10 years, sometimes over 15 years. But the thing is, paying back that loan is not an expense. It's an investment. As long as you are actually working on growing this practice, chances are you are going to be able to sell it for more than you paid for it. When you decide that you're ready to retire, to move, or to leave this practice for whatever reason, you have an asset that you can sell. If you're working as an associate, you leave your job, you don't have anything you can sell. You don't get anything from leaving your job. In fact, at a lot of associate jobs, they're not going to advertise this, but when you leave, the insurance companies sometimes take weeks to months to send your final paychecks, and it is rare that associate jobs will actually forward you the money from those previous paychecks. So actually, when you leave an associate job, you're actually losing money most of the time. But when you're the owner of a practice, if you've built equity in this practice and you sell it when you leave or retire, you could potentially be making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. As an owner of a business that has equity, when you sell that business, you are able to make a profit. And that's exactly what happened to me.
So when I sold my practice, even though I hadn't completely paid off the loan, I was able to sell the practice for about twice what I paid for it, which means I had enough money to pay off the remainder of that practice loan and still have a significant amount of money left over. And the awesome thing about making money from the proceeds of an asset, in the United States at least, is that you're able to call that a long-term capital gain, assuming that you've owned it for at least a year, which means the proceeds from that sale are going to be taxed at a significantly lower rate than if you had made that money working at a normal W-2 job like Aspen or an associate job. So to put things into perspective, it doesn't actually matter if you're working for Aspen Dental, for Heartland Dental, for a private associate job, or working for yourself. No matter where you are, when you do dentistry, when you produce dentistry, you are building equity in a business. The question is, are you going to be building equity in someone else's business? Are you going to be making Bob Fantana at Aspen rich? Are you going to help the dentist that you're working for get another sports car? Or are you going to be building equity in your own business, which you're later going to be able to sell and use for your retirement and use for taking care of your family? Have you ever worked at an associate job and you had an empty schedule, like for the rest of the day, and you could go home, but you are not allowed to leave because that's the rule of the place that you're working? It's super frustrating when you have a job, but you don't have control over your schedule and over the business. I worked a temp job one time at a DSO, and they set my desk up literally right at the front desk. It was so annoying because patients, they would be walking out to check out at the front desk and they would make eye contact with me while they were checking out. I even had one person try to ask me a question. They like opened their mouth and like showed me their tooth and like, hey doc, this is still hurting. I could not get a single piece of peace at this place. I could not rest because literally the entire time I was being stared at by patients. Maybe this wouldn't bother you, but it bothered me. And that's the thing. When you are the owner of your business, if something bothers you, you can change it. If this was my own office, my own business, I wouldn't have put my chair right there at the front desk. But when you're working for someone else, you don't get to control these types of things. And to make matters even worse, I was going to go somewhere else for lunch because I didn't want to sit there where patients were staring at me and eat my lunch. But the office manager scheduled someone on the hygiene schedule for an SRP. And as I was leaving for lunch, the office manager said, oh, hey, sorry, doc, we have an SRP happening right now and you can't leave because we need a doctor here in the office while the hygienist is doing the SRP. Well, why did you schedule an SRP during my lunch? These are the types of things that happen when you're working at some other office for someone else and you're not in control. When you're not in charge, you don't get to decide these types of things. You have to go along with what the business that you're an employee at tells you to do. But when you're the owner, you can set up your schedule however you like. You can go to lunch whenever, wherever you like. For instance, I set up my personal schedule so that the hygienists, they started working at 8 a.m. I had two hygienists, they would both start working at 8. But I wouldn't put anyone on my personal production schedule until 9 a.m., which means I could come in at about 8:45 to 8:50 to do those two hygiene checks and then start on my patient at 9. So think about it that way. When I became an owner, I got to sleep in an extra hour every morning and I was making more money than I was making when I was an associate. Not only that, but I like to go to the gym or go on a run around 3:30 to 4 in the afternoon. I find that if I wait until like 5 or 6 in the evening after I've been working a full day, I'm too tired to really get that good of a workout. When I was at my associate job and I had to work there till 5, sometimes 5:30 or 6, after work, I was just way too tired to go to the gym and like really put that much effort in. And even then I would be home like super late and I wanted to be home in time, like by at least 5 or 5:30 in order to eat supper with my family and have plenty of time in the evening to relax. So I just set up my schedule to where I was done by 4 o'clock. My last patient was scheduled at 3. You know, a few times I went over if I was had like a bunch of crowns to do or something, and it was fine because I was making money, a lot more money than I would be making as an associate. But for the most part, I was able to leave work sometimes as soon as 3:30, at the latest 4. I had time to go to the gym or go on a run or, you know, do whatever I wanted to do and still be home by 5 to 5:30 in order to have supper and then have a nice evening with my family, watching TV, playing some video games, whatever I wanted to do, because you just have so much more control over your schedule and over your business when you own the place that you work. When you are the boss, you get to set up your schedule however you like. You get to arrange the office however you like. You get to hire the staff that you like to work with. You get to go on vacation whenever you want for as long as you want. And the best part, you don't have to ask anyone for permission because when you're the boss, you're the one who gets to call the shots. Finally, I want to talk about respect. As an associate, you are just not going to receive the type of respect that you deserve as a dentist. If you are not the one paying the staff, they are ultimately not going to see you as their boss because you're not their boss if you're not paying their salary. As an owner, when you tell your assistant to do something, she's gonna do it because she knows that if she doesn't, she's not gonna get paid. When you work as an associate, ultimately it's gonna come down to how's that assistant feeling that day, whether or not she wants to actually do what you ask her to do. When you're an employee, sometimes the assistants just ignore you because you are also just another employee. As an owner, whenever I was in the room with a patient, there was an assistant in that room with me, always, either an assistant or a hygienist. I would never be in a room by myself because it didn't make sense. I didn't do my own notes. I had the assistants or the hygienist do the notes. And so if they weren't in the room, how would they know what to put down for a note? Also, when I'm doing treatment plans, my hands are like on the instruments. I'm like working on the patient. Am I also supposed to be typing on the computer, entering in, you know, the treatment plans, writing down notes? It doesn't make sense. You need to have someone else in the room with you when you're working on a patient. But during the time that I temped at Aspen Dental. It was just such a different story. The amount of respect that I received from these assistants was just so much lower than I was accustomed to when I was the owner of a business. I would literally go into a room and just sit there and wait for like minutes for an assistant or a hygienist to come show up. And oftentimes they didn't even show up. And so I would just have to like find a piece of gauze or whatever I could find and just like scribble down some notes to try to remember what to enter in the computer later. It made absolutely no sense. Why am I the dentist in the room with the patient and there's no assistant in there? And then I go and I talk to the assistants and the office manager is like, well, why can't you do your own notes? I mean, obviously I can do notes, but my time is better spent doing other things while I'm here at the office. Sure, I could do every single job in that office. I could do the front desk stuff. I could clean the teeth as a hygienist. I could do the sterilization as an assistant. I could do everything in that office, but it doesn't make sense. I went to dental school to learn these skills so that I could use those skills in order to make the most impact on the practice and also make the most money as possible. And it doesn't make sense for a dentist to be in a room by him or herself taking notes when there should be an assistant in there with you. But the thing is, when you're an associate, you don't get to make those calls. If the office manager says, sorry, the assistant is doing whatever else, you're gonna have to be in that room by yourself, then guess what? You have to be in that room by yourself. You don't get to make those calls when you are working as an employee. The best way I can describe it is when you're working as an associate, it's like you are being treated like a child. It reminds me of being in like middle school and you have to ask the teacher's permission in order to go out into the hallway. You just spent an enormous amount of time and money and energy to go through dental school so that you could be the owner, so that you could be the boss at the business. You did not go to dental school so that you can be bossed around by some 22-year-old office manager who hasn't even been to college. Understand that other than you and the hygienist, most of the people in a dental office may have not even finished high school. If you want to spend the rest of your life being treated like a child working for someone else, then go for it. If that makes you happy, go for it. Like, if you want to be that, if you spent all of high school trying to get good grades so that you can get into a good college, went all the way through college trying to get good grades so that you could get into dental school, went all the way through dental school trying to get good grades so that you could get a good job later, and now you're working at an associate job being bossed around by someone who barely made it through high school, well, that's up to you. But if you want to be treated with respect, it's time to take your career seriously. Stop fooling around and working at this associate job and become a practice owner.